So is it fair to say that the Cubs and Anthony Rizzo have a 2022 reunion up their sleeve? We dive into this now on Locked On Cubs.
You are Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Cubs Wednesday edition coming at you. Hi, everybody. Locked On Cubs, Andrew Bellison. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday to you. What a great day. Great to be with you this Wednesday morning. I want to take the time real quick, as we always do, to thank you, thank you, thank you for making us your first listen of the day. We know you have so many choices when it comes to entertainment nowadays, and I cannot thank you enough. I sincerely mean this, for making us your first listen of the day. Remember, we're free and available wherever you download your favorite podcast. So please keep checking us out. Also on YouTube, check out our YouTube channel at Locked On Cubs YouTube. Twitter as well, at Locked On Cubs, at Chicago Cubs PA. We might have different opinions. We might have the same opinion. Come, let's talk on Twitter. It's fun to engage with baseball fans, Cubs fans. I love that banter. Listen, you guys make this show what it is. I'm just happy to be here for the ride. Thank you so much. Awesome stuff here on a Wednesday to get into. We're going to continue our exploration of the Cubs' top 10 prospects for 2022. Such a fun and exciting stuff on this list. This is a good list. This prospect list for the Cubs is legit. I don't know if you realize that or not. Also going to start a new segment today. You know I'm a foodie at heart. I love food. I love a good cocktail. I love a good meal. We're going to take to Wrigleyville and bring you the best food and drink options for before and after a ball game. I think you're going to love this. It's going to be a lot of fun. But first, it's a Wednesday edition of Locked On Cubs Free Agent Madness. Well, kind of. It's a lockout version anyway, as mad as we can get when there's nothing cooking in terms of the league. Cubs, we've said it at length. Busy, busy, busy pre-lockout, right? Right up to the last second, really, with the Marcus Stroman signing. Went after Yan Gomes to be a backup for Wilson Contreras. Wade Miley claimed off waivers from the Reds earlier in the offseason. How about Clint Frazier, Michael Hermosillo? They made some moves, right? They committed to spending and piecing this roster together, addressing the needs they had to address. So if you're like me, your mind at this point is racing. I mean, first of all, when's baseball going to get back? When's this lockout going to end? Word now is that the sides will meet again on Thursday and potentially have offers on the table. So that's a good sign. Does that mean something's going to get done Thursday? No, but they haven't even negotiated since December 2nd. So that's a very good thing. But in terms of the Cubs, will they pick up where they left off pre-lockout when it's lifted and continue to spend, spend, spend? If you recall, this was one of my New Year's resolutions for them, for Carter Hawkins and company, to keep spending, piece this roster together because you got some really good pieces and you're not as far off as a lot of people might think. I've never been a huge fan of the rumor mill and speculation. It's fun to read about, but when the game's offseason comes to a screeching halt like this year's did because of the lockout, sometimes we have to settle. So here we go. Jim Bowden of The Athletic takes a really deep speculative look at the remaining free agents on the market, and there's some good ones still available, which may or may not have linkage to the Cubs. This is very intriguing, to say the least, coming from a guy who's been entrenched in major league front offices and been a general manager. Jim Bowden, have to respect his opinion. I love how he lays this out. So first and foremost, the big dog on the market. We have talked at length about this. We have beaten the dead horse, Carlos Correa. We all want it, right? This would be a newsbreaker for any club, especially for the Northsiders. Starting things off, Bowden looks at Correa and has the Cubs fourth on his list of best fits, trailing the likes of Houston, current home team, New York, and the Red Sox. The reasons that would keep him from returning to Houston most likely would be the same reasons that we would not see Carlos here in Chicago playing for the Cubs in 2022. And that's that both of those clubs prefer shorter deals. And it's hard to envision them offering Carlos the 10-year mega deal that he wants. Could it happen? Yes. Or could Carlos settle for 6 or 7 years to be a Chicago Cub? Yes. And maybe it's smart not to go 10 years to one player. You know, we've talked about this as well, because the back end of the contract seemingly doesn't typically work out. Personally, I don't see the Cubs wanting to stretch this to 10 years either, but please tell me I'm wrong. I'll gladly eat it on this one, because Correa at the shortstop position for this Cubs club would be something. How about Chris Bryant, one of the other top free agents on the market? Hometown boy, right? We miss Chris already. He's only been gone half a season. What about bringing back one of the faces of your World Series championship? He's a versatile defender. He's a power bat. Those big, beautiful eyes he has. Come on. I know you like looking at the eyes. Jim says don't count on the KB reunion at Wrigley Field. And why, you ask? Well, this is essentially a twofold answer. For years, the Cubs and Bryant were unable to work out an extension. And more or less, there's lingering effects of the service time manipulation from his rookie year, and the incessant trade rumors and constant criticism, and the undeserved label of Bryant being soft or oft injured. So the likelihood, according to Jim Bowden, of a Cubs-Chris Bryant reunion for these reasons, very slim. Philadelphia, he thinks, makes a lot of sense for KB. Team with Bryce Harper, his buddy from Vegas. That would be a pretty good punch with KB and Harper back-to-back in that Phillies lineup. How about another former face, another former World Series friend, the face of this team, really, the captain, we'll call him, Anthony Rizzo. Much of the same can be said as when discussing KB and the Cubs. Keep in mind also Rizzo's 32 years old. Bowden doesn't completely rule this one out, however. So I'm not saying that there's going to be a Rizzo-Cubs reunion. However, there's potential, even though he sold his home here, that there could be a Rizzo-Cubs reunion. Jim Bowden places the Cubs as the third-best landing spot for Anthony behind the Braves and the Yankees. Now, the Atlanta move would be entirely based, obviously, and predicated on perennial MVP Freddie Freeman and whether he ends up back in Atlanta or whether he goes elsewhere. The Yankees do make a ton of sense. Obviously played a half a year there last year. Anthony's expressed his desire to potentially remain there as well. Bottom line, with the Rizzo reunion, as great as it may be, depending on the deal, don't count on this. Sorry, Rizzo fans, but you never know. How about a shortstop alternative? The Correa thing, I don't want to say it's far-fetched because there was conversation before the lockout, but no Correa, then what? I've given my thoughts a lot the last several weeks on Trevor Story. Provided you can bring him in on a shorter, team-friendly deal, a little bit of an off year offensively for him last year, let him prove himself again, try to capitalize, bounce back, then get that bigger payday after 2022 or 2023. Bowden discusses a veteran, Jonathan Villar, as well. And this is certainly not, you know, it's not the sexiest move, right? But it has some legit merit. Is Villar going to put up the numbers that a Correa or a Story will? No. Plain and simply, no. But a team like the Cubs could take that financial flexibility with a smaller VR contract and add more pitching, add another impact bat, an established outfielder, some left-handed power, bullpen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Spending those funds not spent on one player at the shortstop position in two or three other areas as they piece this roster together for the upcoming season. You can see why this approach could end up with a higher floor for the team heading into next season, if that's the route they go. The Cubs check in as Bowden's second-ranked fit for VR, who's coming off a 2021 campaign in which he had a 738 OPS, just above his career average, still runs decently well, Wouldn't require a long-term commitment, which is a huge plus as well. And we know the Cubs probably prefer that sort of structure anyways. He has several other potential suitors, but Bowden notes that the VR thing could be a tremendous value signing. That's something that might really appeal to Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins, which, you know, would make some sense. We know VR from his time with the Brewers in the National League Central. Pitching wise, listen, pitching. We talk about it, right? We've said that this is all in flux, essentially, for the 2022 Cubs staff, rotation and bullpen. How does the back of the rotation shake out? That dictates the bullpen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So once one or two pieces come into place, the rest kind of fall after. What about familiar face Ryan Tepera? And I've mentioned this before as well. I love it. Bowden does as well. Tepera was phenomenal with the Cubs. Prior to being dealt to the Sox last year at the deadline in the Kimbrel deal, Tepera was a 280 FIP with a 4.17 strikeout to walk ratio. Him and Andrew Chafin with Kimbrel on the back of that pen were really, really good. Big reason the Cubs were, you know, 12 games over 500 at one point. There's going to be a huge wide-ranging market for Tepera's services this offseason. Over the last two seasons, 307 ERA combined, 86 appearances, super reliable, really, really good. Bowden's got the Cubs and a Tepera reunion as a possibility. Chicago checks in as number five on the potential suitor list for Ryan Tepera, along with the White Sox, again, the Astros, Angels, Phillies, Mariners, Red Sox, Giants. Like I said, big market. Bottom line, who doesn't need bullpen help, right? Always. So interesting to see how that shakes out as well. I'd love a Ryan Tepera reunion here on the north side. No question about that. We will see how all of these shake out, but first we got to get out of this lockout, which we hope happens sooner rather than later. Meeting Thursday, definitely a good sign. It's the new year, Cubs fans, and that means resolutions. If you have made one, stick to it. If it's about getting fit, let Built Bar be a part of it. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even a little better. It makes it easy to stick to your New Year's resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. Unlike a lot of the protein bars on the market that are kind of waxy and chalky and dusty and really you don't care to eat them. You want to eat healthy, but it gets boring. And I tell you, my wife and I complain about this all the time. We're very limited with our diet. We're pescatarians. We don't eat a lot of dairy products, not a ton of carbs. It's like the same thing for dinner every night. By the third week of a new plan, you're like, eh, get me something else. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. You never get tired of chocolate, do you? Most of them only have 130 calories as well. Compare that to like 240 for a candy bar that's loaded with sugar. You don't want that. Listen, check out Built Bar today. Go to Built.com. Use our special code. It's LOCKED15, L-O-C-K-E-D 1-5 on Built.com. You'll get 15% off your order on Built.com. Check it out today. We take a deeper dive into the Cubs' top 10 prospect list right after this. Welcome back in, everybody. This is Locked On Cubs Wednesday edition. Happy Wednesday to you. So great to have you along with us. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for taking the time every morning to make us your first listen. Where are you headed right now? You going to work? Are you on your way to school? Are you at home? Download us wherever you find your favorite podcast. We are free and available on all platforms. Check out our YouTube page as well. Engage with us socially at Lockdown Cubs, at Chicago Cubs PA. Great stuff, first of all, with the Cubs prospect list. I mean, this is a better list than I think most are going to realize after those World Series. After the World Series and then those playoff years, we realized that the Cubs farm system may have been a little decimated. Well, guess what? It's beefing up again. Why is this important? Well, we've preached at length, and Carter Hawkins committed to this in his press conference, to draft pitching, keep those arms healthy, which is something the Cubs have not been able to do the last couple years, and develop as an organization more effectively their prospects from top to bottom. Communication, stable across and throughout the organization at all levels. So we take a look now at the seventh ranked prospect in the entire Cubs organization, and that's Jordan Wicks, who was drafted 21st overall just last year in 2021. Here's the report on Wicks. 21st selection by the Cubs in 2021. They got the consensus top southpaw in the draft, a potent college arm who will probably move quickly through the Cubs organization. He set single season and career strikeout records in Manhattan using his double plus change. It's a spin killing offering thrown at any count, generates plenty of weak swings as it kind of falls off the table from that left side. He replicates the arm speed so well with the change, you know, compared to a fastball. And the fastball itself is average, but it looks, gets on the hitter a little quicker, or it appears that way. He's since added a curveball as well to accompany the arsenal he was already working with, has the established slider. Here's the key. Wicks is a quick worker on the mound and utilizes an easy, repeatable delivery, which gives him hope for future plus command. That ability to control the zone and his four-pitch offering, plus the southpaw thing. I mean, I'm a fellow lefty, so I'm a little biased, but man, that's huge. Allows him to potentially become a mid-rotation constant in the near future. They have him, Baseball Prospectus, as a 3-4 starter in Major League Baseball with an ETA in the bigs around 2023. We'll see how that shakes out. Obviously, these are all speculative, speculations. But, man, exciting to watch a guy with a left arm like that pitch. How about the number 6th-ranked prospect in all of the Cubs organization? This is a really, really intriguing one, in my opinion. This is Pete Crow Armstrong, who was drafted 19th overall by the Mets just a couple years ago in 2020. He came over to the Northsiders in the Baez deal that sent Javier to the Mets last year. Now, the 10-9 prospects on our Baseball Prospectus list came from the Giants in the KB deal. How about number 6 here, Pete Crow Armstrong, coming from the Mets? So you hated to see those core guys go, but look at what's coming back. And now it's time to start paying attention to those youngsters and reap the benefits of those trade pieces that we didn't know much about when the deals were made. Here's the deal on Pete Crow Armstrong. He scorched the ball for the Port St. Lucie Mets, suggesting the louder contact we heard about behind closed doors in 2020 might be real, but then he tore his labrum. It was in his non-throwing shoulder, which is great, but this was before the deal that sent him to Chicago as part of the Javi Baez package. So we don't have a ton of information to assume that a breakout would have continued going forward, but Baseball Prospectus says they're functionally holding his projection more or less steady from where it was before the torn labrum injury and surgery. Crow Armstrong has plus speed, center field glove with some offensive upside. If he does start to hit for a little more game power, even more pop probably tops out around fringe average, but that would be enough to make him a plus regular given the rest of his profile. We'll have to wait until this season, 2022, to see if that's truly on offer or if it was just a good week of at-bats down in Florida. Remember, he's only played 6 pro games, this guy. So the upside is huge, but he's unproven given the injury, which stinks. He's a table setter, really good glove center fielder, really high variance, coming off the significant shoulder injury. That's it. ETA Baseball Prospectus in the major leagues, 2024. So MLB Pipeline loves this deal. They actually have Pete on Cubs.com as the breakout player of the Cubs 2022 organization. Only 6 pro games, however, like I said, due to the labrum tear and surgery. So we'll see how it shakes out. Health to him first and foremost. Can't wait to see him on the field come hopefully February in Mesa. Yearning for summer and Wrigleyville. I know that I am, as it sits at about 7 degrees outside right now. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the best stops pre- and post-game for you to check out during the 2022 season in and around Wrigley Field. Bet Online would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action in 2022. It's a new year and a new updated desktop and mobile site to sign up today and take advantage of the 50% welcome bonus. That's right, 50% on your first deposit. All you have to do is use promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Do not wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline, it's the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. We return after this. Locked On Cubs. Welcome back in, Locked On Cubs. I'm your host, Andrew Bellison. We've had a great show thus far. We took a look at some of the potential landing spots for remaining free agents post-lockout and their linkage to the Cubs. Anthony Rizzo reunion, anyone? We're also continuing our countdown for the top 10 prospects as listed by Baseball Prospectus and the Cubs organization. That's a beefy list. There is a lot of talent down on that farm. Right now, however, we're going to take you to a beautiful June summer afternoon. It's Friday. It's Wrigleyville. It's 11:15. You're getting ready for a 120 ball game at the best ballpark in the bigs. You're in Wrigleyville, sun shining. Where are you going before the game? What are you going to do after the game? So many new choices in and around Wrigley Field. Everyone's got their fave, but we're going to send you for the best bites and best drinks around Wrigley, starting our countdown here today. This will be a 3 or 4 segmented little piece that's fun. I'm a foodie at heart, love to eat and drink, and this is giving you some of the best options. Maybe you have your fave. Share it with us, please. Have you been to Big Star right across the street from the ballpark? Listen, the only thing more Chicago than spending a lazy late summer afternoon downing pitchers of margaritas and plates of perfectly portioned tacos at Big Star's sun-drenched Wicker Park patio is spending the afternoon downing margaritas and tacos at Big Star's 9,000-square-foot Wrigleyville outpost. That's right, 9,000 square feet right across from the ballpark. Enough said. Like Mexican food, I've said it at length, it's my favorite. Check out Big Star before or after a game. You walk right across the street to the ballpark. And what's really cool, I don't know if you checked out their website lately or maybe have been there, they are offering currently do-it-yourself tamale kits at home. Enough said. Amazing. How about Mordecai, sticking with the theme of being right across the street from the ballpark? This is tucked inside Hotel Zachary across from the park. You may have been to Mordecai. Really cool place, handsomely outfitted Wrigley adjacent eatery that takes the ballpark theme essentially and gives it a sophisticated yet approachable makeover, swapping cubby dogs for Wagyu beef tartare and Cracker Jacks for beer battered cheese curds with giardiniera aioli and Italian beef for orecchietti with Italian boar sausage and 32-ounce cans of Bud Heavy for some of the classiest cocktails in town, regardless of the neighborhood. Listen, you want a nice cocktail before you head into the ballpark? Don't sleep on the back bar either. The spirits list here skews vintage and obscure, with choice selections ranging from 70s-era scotches and multiple single-barrel bourbons to a 30-year-old Campari. Listen, if you want to check out Mordecai, I suggest you do it. You walk right across the street to the park, head there before the game, head there after, check out their falafel appetizer and or the cheese board and charcuterie tray. Phenomenal appetizers. Plus, like I said, the positive, you could fall right across the street to the ballpark. Win-win. Haven't checked them out? I suggest you to. Two great eateries. Our countdown will continue later on in the week of more great eateries in and around Wrigleyville. Great show for you today. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. We have an awesome guest lined up for our next podcast, and I hope you join us. It's Mark Silverman, Sylvie, from the Waddle and Sylvie Show on ESPN Radio 1000 Chicago. Lifelong Cubs fan, grew up in Chicago, has so much insight on this team as a member of the Chicago media for the last 20-plus years. Cannot wait to talk to him. Lockout updates as well. We continue our prospect list. So many good things to get to. Even though the game is locked out, we are trying to keep it interesting for you. Thanks for stopping by. Locked On Cubs. Find us wherever you download your favorite cast. Now that you've listened to us, we ask that you make your second listen to the day Locked On Bets. It's your daily one-stop shop for all of your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms, just like Locked On Cubs. We will see you next time. I'm Andrew Bellison. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great day, everybody.